Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Thursday, March 7th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. The world's largest tech companies will soon be waking up to a new regulatory landscape in Europe as the EU's Digital Markets Act begins to apply to them at midnight tonight. The sweeping law is aimed at boosting competition from smaller companies by pushing Apple to open up certain parts of its app ecosystem in the EU. Apple has lobbied heavily against the law, which could reshape a part of its business that brings in billions of dollars in revenue, while Google, by contrast, lobbied in favor of a more open approach to how apps are downloaded. Under the law, companies could face fines of up to 10% of global annual revenue if they're found to be in violation of the rules, or 20% in the case of repeated violations. China has kicked off 2024 with a surge in exports, setting it up for a backlash from Western economies. The 7.1% rise in exports in January and February topped economists' expectations and follows a much weaker 2.3% export growth reading in December. That data comes as Republican senators earlier this month proposed new tariffs on Chinese-made cars to stop what Florida's Marco Rubio described as Beijing's attempt to, quote, flood the U.S. market with artificially cheap vehicles. And the Prime Minister of Haiti is facing mounting pressure to step down and call for elections as warlords threaten to take over the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation. The regional efforts signal rising concern about Haiti's security situation and the potential that escalating gang warfare there could spark mass migration out of the country. Despite appeals from the U.S. State Department, Prime Minister Ariel Henry has thus far resisted calls to set up a transitional government or hold new elections. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day mixed, with European shares also looking for direction, and U.S. futures are flat ahead of Fed Chair Jerome Powell's second day of congressional testimony on Capitol Hill. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.